My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 22nd of July 2009 at 8:15 a.m. Could you please tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Sure, my name's Simon Ray. My date of birth is 9/11/73 and I'm from Glasgow.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth?
Much better this morning than I was last night. Quite looking forward to it now. Very nervous about it last night because you're just not sure what it's going to be like. But everyone's been very helpful this morning, so looking forward to it now.
How did you first hear about the project?
I think I heard it on a news programme, a television broadcast, that Gormley was going to be doing something on the plinth and it was going to involve volunteers, and then it was a matter of just going on the internet and trying to find out some information, and a few weeks later One Another website was created, so you were able to apply. More a matter of interest to just get involved. It seemed a good opportunity.
And how did you feel when you heard you had a place?
Excited and nervous at the same time. Excited because I thought that's a great opportunity, and nervous because I thought I've got no idea what I'm going to do when I go into the plinth.
And do you know now what you'll be doing for the hour?
It's kind of two things evolved. My first idea was to have because you're not able to take anybody else onto the plinth with you, and obviously my family are in Glasgow, I have created some life-size cardboard cutouts of my family. And the idea was to have a family day out on the plinth. I also wanted to do something Scottish. So my family day out has now become the family gathering. And Visit Scotland have been very helpful. They've provided me with some roses, as in Burns Red Red Rose, to kind of distribute. And it's the year of homecoming for Scotland as well. So it's kind of two things that have kind of merged into one thing, kind of Scottishness and my family. So hopefully it will be good.
And what exactly will you be doing? Will you be talking through the hour, or will you be doing other things?
I may recite some Burns. Depends on the crowd. If there is any interaction with the crowd. If there's no interaction with the crowd, I'm quite happy to be on camera with my family. I've got two young children who I think will be quite excited to see themselves on the internet. And obviously there'll be photographs and things after that. So I think that'll be... That, for me, that's the most exciting part of it. I think they're quite excited about not actually being there, but sort of being on the plinth.
What do they think about you going on the plinth?
I don't think they know what to think. It's quite a surreal thing. I mean, obviously, they were helping me put together the cardboard cutouts and making the little stand and things at the weekend. So I think they're quite excited about it, but also I'm not really very sure what to make of it.
So what made you choose to do those things?
I think because I'm away from home, I work in London quite a lot, I wanted my family to be part of the experience. And I had various ideas about how to do that, but the best one was, well, why don't I just take them onto the plinth with me in cardboard cutout form?
What is it that you do in London as work?
I'm a project manager building schools. There's a project called Building Schools for the Future. And I'm currently working for London Borough of Lambeth. So there's some exciting projects down there, building schools for children.
Does your work often take you away from Glasgow?
Well, yes. I mean, my work is based in London at the moment, so I do the Monday to Friday commute. I'm EasyJet's biggest customer, I think, which means that the time I have with my family is kind of limited. So that's why one of the reasons I wanted to meet this experience, them to be part of it.
So what do you hope happens when you get up on the plinth?
I really don't know. I've tried not to have any expectations about what happens. I don't really know. My honest answer is I don't really know. I'd like to enjoy the experience. I've got some... You might have seen them outside, several dozen red roses to give out. I'd like to think that they'd be well received. I'd like to think it looks like a fun experience, and my friends and family from Scotland, from all over the world, in fact, see that it looks like a fun experience.
Do you have any fears about going up?
I suppose, yes. My biggest fear is obviously looking stupid. But at the end of the day, when you look at the big picture, it's only an hour out of my life. How stupid can I make myself look for an hour? that's my biggest fear, along with just making it a boring experience. I think it would be a wasted opportunity to do something a bit fun.
Is it important for you to represent Scotland on the thing?
My initial idea was to do something Scottish. But what I didn't want to be defined, I didn't want the experience to be defined by my Scottishness, if you like. And that's why the family idea I really liked. But I did want to do something that reflected my heritage. And so the two things have kind of combined. I didn't want it to be a solely Simon is a Scotsman experience, though.
Who would you say that you're doing this for?
Question. Well, I suppose ultimately me. I mean, it's me that's getting the experience of being up there. But as I said, I'd like to have my family as part of the experience. So I'd like to say it's for my family, but obviously it was myself that applied, so I'm the one that's going to have the experience.
Have you taken part in arts events before?
No, nothing like this at all. It's a very different thing for me to be doing. I'm not an arts person, really. Several of my friends and family are, but it's not something I've been involved in before, and that's why it was almost an unusual thing for me to even apply to be involved in something like this.
Were you aware of Anthony Gormley's work before?
I was aware of Angel of the North, and the figures looking out to the sea, because obviously they were in London as well, and I thought that was fantastic. But any of his other works, not particularly. But this just seems such a different... Is it art? I'm not sure. It just seems such a different thing to be doing, and I just thought it'd be fun to get involved.
How do you find would you compare London and Glasgow, and how do you find the difference between working in London and living in Glasgow? How do you manage that?
London is just so dense. I'm lucky enough to live in the west end of Glasgow, 20 minutes in the car, you can be out in the countryside. 40 minutes in the car, you can be out towards the west coast of Scotland and Loch Lomond, and, you know, there's not many people around. Whereas you've got to go quite a long way in London to escape thousands of people. So it's almost quite oppressive, but in the same way, that's what's quite exciting about London. It's certainly not a boring place. So that is very different, and I'm probably lucky enough to have the best of both worlds, but at the same time, my family's in Glasgow and I'm down here, so there's pros and cons to both parts.
We're trying to build a picture of the people who've taken part in the project. Would you tell us the things that you feel are important to you in your life at the moment?
I think one of the most important things in my life is my family. I've got two young children. And when you've got two young children, they kind of dominate your life. So it's difficult to say anything else than them, really. In fact, we're going away next weekend. We're all going camping. It's a big family kind of event. So the important things in my life, really, at the moment are my family.
Where is it that you're going camping?
We're going to a place just east of Edinburgh called Berwick. Which should be fun. Kids love camping. I just hope the weather's nice.
Is that something you do regularly with the family?
It's only something we've just started doing. We went away 3 or 4 weekends ago. Thought it was good fun, so we're going to do it again this weekend and see how we go on.
How would you summarise your experience of the project since you've applied and before you're about to go on?
It's been very good. It's been quite organised in terms of Once I'd received the email saying you have a slot, the follow-up saying can you please make sure that you register, the phone calls, the, you know, making sure that I know obviously when my slot is, but you know what I can and can't do, and I have actually phoned the one another group two or three times just to ask about what you can do, what you can't do, and everyone's been very helpful. I think the website, I think, slightly better than it was. I think I had some issues with the website just getting on and doing things, but that seems to have improved. But you know, the whole experience has been very good, and even this morning everyone's been very helpful talking me through what's happening, so it's good.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us or add before we finish the interview?
I've not been on the plinth yet, so no, I'm looking forward to it. It's an opportunity, it should be an exciting experience, and that's what it is. It's going to be an experience, no matter for good or bad. It will be an experience that I'll remember for the rest of my life, and well, so will all my friends and family, so let's hope it's a good experience.